I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. How's this for an underdog? Philadelphia's St. Joseph's University has the number 2 ranked men's basketball team. For big-time college sports, St. Joe's is relatively tiny. But they've got spunk, and probably the spunkiest costume mascot in all of college ball, the Hawk. He flaps his wings from the pregame warm-ups until the team leaves the court after the game. Day to Day's Mike Pasca managed to land an interview.
Other mascots may razz opponents, pump their paws or fins in the air, or engage in tomfoolery with kids in the stands. The Hawk does not do that. All the Hawk does is flap, which is a little like saying all Atlas did was hold something. For 47 years, the St. Joe's Hawk has never stopped flapping, from the moment the team hits the court for warm-ups, through halftime and every time out, until they exit the arena. Over 2 hours and 15 minutes, an estimated 3,500 flaps a night. Add to the Hawk's challenge a hostile crowd, like this one at Fordham University in the Bronx. Red-faced students scream indignities from 5 feet away. It doesn't seem to matter that their ire is directed at a college senior in a giant bird costume. That senior, Chris Bertolino, took me through the costume piece by piece after the game. The pants, the tail, the wing, and then he grabbed a yellow beak, and I was staring eye to eye with a fierce-looking hawk, padded on the inside, damp with Bertolino's sweat.
This is the head right here. As you can see, there's a fan in there. I don't use a fan. There's also a vest that you slide ice packs in. I used that once, and I had trouble breathing, so I just said, you know, forget it. That's pretty much it, and then you have your team-issued Nikes. That's about 5 pieces for the costume.
Bertolino is more in common with the players than footwear, says St. Joseph's coach Phil Martelli.
He is a team member. He's treated like a team member. He's held expectations academically, socially, as a team member. And I think he's the most amazing guy in our entire school. He's lost 110 pounds since he was a freshman. Nobody loses weight in college, and he did.
To be clear, Bertolino didn't acquire his now lanky 6'2 frame by flapping. He lost the weight before becoming the Hawk. But it was that perseverance that impressed the committee that chooses who wears the costume each year. Bertolino says the committee wasn't about to put just anyone with good lateral arm movement inside the Hawk costume.
It's all about your character. There was one question by Mr. DeGiulia, who's the athletic director, asking me, are you physically in good shape to do it? That was the only physical thing they ever asked me about. Yes or no, that's it. And I said, yes, I am.
After building up stamina in the offseason, Bertolino can now make it through games with relative ease, only occasionally resting an arm, wing, on a player while keeping the other one in motion. It's inspirational to the St. Joe's faithful, but Colleen Hoplamazian, a member of the Fordham dance team, thought the Hawk could use some more flair.
Right now he's probably in parallel jazz second with his feet. His hands are flapping from position to fifth position. He should have more energy. I mean, it's great that he flaps, and that's impressive, but energy's better.
After the game, an exhausted Bertolino looks like he's mustered all the energy a Hawk has in him. He packs the costume into its carrying case, taking care not to damage the real ostrich feathers. Bertolino leaves the locker room and passes some of the very same students who were after his feathery scalp just 45 minutes ago. They have no way of distinguishing him from any other team manager or maybe even a walk-on player. Except if they look closely at his St. Joseph's Letterman jacket, they'll see embroidered on the front 2 words, The Hawk. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.
Thank you for that, Mike, and this is Day to Day.